Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. An early September heat wave making things uncomfortable for this New York City woman with asthma.
When I come out, as soon as I take that first breath of air, I can feel it in my chest.
Some schools that just opened for the fall in several states are sending kids home early because of the high heat. Stretches down to Washington, D.C.
Today, 99. We could break yet another record. More triple-digit heats in Oklahoma, Texas, also to Louisiana.
Stephanie Abrams of the Weather Channel. Today, a UN agency reported the Northern Hemisphere baked in the hottest summer ever measured. And at the National Hurricane Center, meteorologist Richard Pasch says there's action in the Atlantic, Tropical Storm Lee.
It should rapidly intensify here and become a major hurricane by the weekend.
But he says landfall is not likely for the storm. Overseas, America's top diplomat is in Ukraine. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb is in the capital, Kyiv.
Secretary Blinken is going to announce around $1 billion in additional support for Ukraine. Around 175 million of that will be direct military support. And we have to remember that over the last 18 months, the U.S. has provided Ukraine with well over $40 billion in military aid alone.
A Russian attack today killed 16 people in a market in eastern Ukraine. Didn't take long for Alabama to respond to a federal court ruling that came down yesterday. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The state of Alabama is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene after a federal appeals court panel threw out the state's latest Republican-drawn congressional redistricting map. The court found that it illegally dilutes the voting power of blacks, who make up nearly 30% of the state's population.
A new report shows that most big car makers are not doing a good job when it comes to securing vehicles from cyber attacks. Jeff Gilbert. Gilbert of affiliate WWJ Detroit.
The nonprofit Mozilla Foundation says vehicles gather a lot of data on you and don't really protect it that well. Carmakers' policies, Mozilla says, don't meet minimum standards. Carmakers dispute that, saying they take their customers' privacy needs seriously.
Spanish soccer player Jenny Hermoso has formally accused the suspended head of the country's soccer federation of sexual assault for kissing her on the lips without her consent after the Women's World Cup win. Luis Rubiales could face a fine or a prison sentence of up to 4 years if found guilty. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 180 points. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
At Boot Barn, we're driven by everything the cowboy boot stands for. The reliable communities of the West, the hardened values of the cowboy, and the unshakable spirit of all who lead a tenacious lifestyle. Justin boots capture these Western ideals in every pair. Their handcrafted boots are an invitation into the continuing story of the West, open to all who dream of untamed lands and endless Western skies. Justin boots at Boot Barn.
Nachos! Yeah, your nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, September 7th. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Office Conference Room. The Southwood County Airport Public Meeting will take place at 9 a.m. at the Airport Terminal Building at Alexander Field. The Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 1 p.m. at the Courthouse in Wisconsin Rapids. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 5 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The Village of Port Edwards Finance and Human Resources monthly meeting is at 4 p.m. at the Marshall Bueller Center on Market Avenue. The Portage County Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center special board meeting will take place at 4 at 1519 Water Street in Stevens Point. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission meeting will take place at 6 in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 76. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance for scattered showers, lows around 52. Overcast tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
That's so cool. United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Greg Bach on the board. How are you feeling, Greg?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah?
Yeah, the good. Sun's out.
The sun is out. It is very humid, though.
But it was raining so hard this morning, and now it's not.
It must have been further south, because I only had some patches on my drive-in this morning.
Downpour.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe that means the humidity broke.
Yeah.
Well, coming up this hour, in the bottom of the hour, we want to hear from you on how do you watch your TV now? Are you still paying for cable? Do you pay for cable? And on top of that, do streaming services? Are you all streaming? How many different streaming services do you own or do you subscribe to? There's so many different ways to piecemeal how you get your content, and none of it is that cheap anymore. And so this is all springboarding off of the fact that there is an ongoing kerfuffle between Disney and Charter. And so wanted to just discuss like what this could mean for TV in general, because this could be a juxtaposition or turning point for
good words.
The industry. But for now, because we had so much to get through in the previous segment or the previous hour regarding Janet Protasiewicz and the GOP's attempt to impeach her, despite the fact that she has not even heard a single case yet, and she has committed no crime, no misdemeanor, and has not done anything corrupt, they seemingly are going to march forward, and so we will see where that goes. But I wanted to get to some headlines. So the good, the bad, and another reason not to move to Florida. So this popped up in my inbox yesterday, the press release that for something that I think a lot of us knew was coming. But yesterday afternoon, around 2 p.m., for immediate release, Melissa Temple files First Amendment lawsuit against School District of Waukesha. So, I think most of us who've been following the case knew that this would likely happen. But if you are not up to speed on who Melissa Temple is and what the controversy was in Waukesha with the Waukesha School District, let me fill you in. So, Melissa Temple was the first grade teacher in Waukesha, who earlier this year, after finding out that Rainbow Land, a song by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton, would not her first graders, not just her first graders, but all of the first graders in the school, were planning to sing that song in a school concert. It got nixed. And this is after a series of things that have happened in the Waukesha School District regarding what, if rainbows can even be shown and what signs can be had, and just in general, some anti-LGBTQ rhetoric that had been going on in the district. She went to Twitter to let people know that this happened, and seemingly then had ramifications that ended up with her getting fired for that tweet. So that is, especially when it comes to being a public school teacher, you don't have the same protections as far as, I mean, like, though they have more protections than at-will employees. And who, you know, we've seen people who have viral videos of things that they do outside of work that then get them fired from work. And that's legal. Whereas this situation, because she's a government employee, it's a little different. So she filed in the federal lawsuit Tuesday against the district and specifically Superintendent Jim Siebert, which is quite the move on the first day of school. You know what I mean? Of just like, welcome back to school. Here's a lawsuit that you get to deal with this school year. And so she claimed that she was, quote, retaliated against after she exercised her right by tweeting and engaging with the media last year. So, like I said, she spoke out against the administration's decision to ban the song Rainbowland. Then the school board voted unanimously to fire her in July, saying she had violated district policies when she posted about the ban on social media rather than discussing the matter with her immediate supervisor. And Siebert said Tuesday he found out about the lawsuit through the media and that they are going to work with their legal counsel on next steps. But yeah, so we will see where this goes. But it's going to be, she's requested a jury trial and is seeking an order declaring that the Waukesha School District and Siebert violated her right to freedom of speech under the First Amendment, reinstatement to her former position, or an award for lost wages and other financial compensation. So welcome back. We'll see where this goes.
Welcome back to Rainbowland.
I know. This is truly...
All over some kids singing a song.
I know. A song that's... All of the lyrics are about inclusion and being, like, in a happy utopia.
Yep. Not in my America.
But yeah, so... We'll keep up with that saga. I already got in contact with her, and we'll see if we can get her back on the show.
Excellent.
But some bad news. So we've had Mayor Katie Rosenberg on this show multiple times, and specifically about a year ago, maybe exactly a year ago, we had her on for the first time when the show was still really new to talk about their Wausau's new filtration system and how hard she had worked and people in the city had worked to get the funding, get the all of the things in order to get this filtration system in place for the people of Waukesha, or no, of Wausau. And so I was heartbroken for them and all of the work that they've done to read this headline of PFAS breaks through Wausau's filtration system, exceeding levels proposed by state health officials. And it's so disappointing because it's still lower. Like, it's, I think they were clocking in when you read, this is an article from WPR, and they notified, so the Wausau Water Works notified residents this week that sampling showed a mix of PFAS chemicals at levels at 22.7 parts per trillion. So that's just above what the state's proposed groundwater standard is, which is 20 parts per trillion. But previously, when they first found out, like before the filtration system was in, it was something like 70. So it's still way lower than it was. So it's not like this, the filtration system just doesn't, like, stopped working. But it's still an indicator of how hard this problem is going to be to solve. And truly, I think it was a couple weeks ago we had a guest on from Wisconsin Conservation Voters. And it's just, I read off in the last 24 hours when he was on, headline after headline, like there's now like a PFAS headline almost every day, because this was today as far as the filtration system in Wausau. But simultaneously this week, Another headline, forever chemicals found in Wisconsin River, lakes near Stella, raising concerns over fish. And so now continue, like, it's everywhere. And what's so frustrating is that even when people as responsible and committed, like Mayor Rosenberg, try to get systems in place to try to fix the problem, we're still, like, the technology's not there yet that it can necessarily be as reliable as we need it to be. So that's crappy. And then finally, another reason not to move to Florida.
Hold on, let me get my checklist here. I got a lot of reasons.
So we've talked a fair amount about, there's certain, I think it's State Farm, and I forgot who the other insurance companies, but more and more trying to get home insurance in California or Florida is becoming harder and harder because it just, as a business model, doesn't make sense for insurance companies to insure your home when you're choosing to live in a place that has, this year has already been hit by one hurricane. I haven't actually seen totals of how much damage is it. Was it Idalia? Idalia? It was something like that. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. But the how much damage that hurricane, the most recent hurricane, did to Florida. But it's still hurricane season. And so holding your breath that another one doesn't come, another one isn't really bad. But similar in California, fires, mudslides, lots of different things. And so places that it's hard to get your home insured. But the other thing of value that you have to insure is your car. So car insurance for U.S. drivers was 16% more expensive in July than it was a year earlier. And some states are experiencing hikes over 50%.
Jeez.
And why? Mostly because rising repair costs and increase in disaster-related claims. So states prone to floods and natural disasters like Florida had some of the steepest hikes. So if we look at this, even in Wisconsin had a 22% increase. Who had the North Dakota had a 5% decrease. So I don't know what's going on in North Dakota. And Georgia had a 24% decrease. So this is from Washington Post this morning. I'll put it in the show notes today. But, you know, I feel like the increasing costs of what you need to spend to be able to live in Florida really offsets the no income tax.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Of like, you move there like, oh, no income taxes, which probably, you know, depending on how much money you save or you make, saves. If you make a lot of money, I know it could be a lot of money that you save. But if you're in the 50,000 where most median incomes are, how much more are you now spending in repair costs or insurance premiums? Like, I don't know. I would be interested to see for someone to do that math as far as like what the offset is between no income tax, but here are all these other things you get to pay for just for the luxury and the privilege of living in Florida.
Okay, that's a sentence that goes a little far.
All right. When we come back, we want to start to hear from you. We already got a couple texts on this, but how do you watch your TV? Streaming, cable, mix of both. Do you not watch TV? Are you one of those who just like reads books?
I don't even own a TV.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. How do you watch television these days? We want to hear from you. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
DoorWorks, I have a serious problem, and I don't know if I need you or an exorcist. My garage door opens all on its own without me pushing the button or anything.
Ma'am, let me do a little investigating, and I'll have an answer for you in no time. I discovered the problem, but it took a little detective work. Your equipment is absolutely fine.
Is it possessed, then?
No, ma'am. It's much simpler than that. Sometimes a low battery can trigger the door to open randomly. We've cast out your dead battery, and your door is working fine.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Cooking is fun. Having your kids help can be even more fun. Kitchen's Open sponsor, Southwood County YMCA, wants to help kids learn their way around the kitchen. Registered dietitian Tiana Hamm teaches kids in the kitchen on the second Saturday of every month. Ages 3 to 7 need to be accompanied by an adult. Ages 8 to 12 can come on their own. Kids will learn about new foods and gain confidence in their kitchen skills. Visit swcymca.org to register or call 715-818-9266.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Pick Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000 bills. Man came by to hook up my cable TV. We settled in for the night, my baby and me. We switched round and round till half past dawn. There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. Good song choice.
I totally forgot that song exists. I love that song.
Who sings it?
That's Bruce Springsteen.
Is it really?
57 channels and nothing on.
God, and 57 is like a small
amount.
It's
adorable.
It's adorable.
It's adorable.
When we were at trying to get all the TVs on when we were at the debate 2 weeks ago at Whitetail downtown, just the cable package of like, you're in like the 575 range. You're like, I just need to find CNN. Like, how do I find this? Jesus.
Can someone find me news?
But yes, so... The Disney charter fight, people are saying that this could be the start of like the idea of the TV bundle breaking. But I feel like in general, TV has been breaking, or how we watch TV or how you choose to watch TV has been breaking for a while. But the financial dispute between Disney and Charter, it kind of just highlights the growing tensions between content providers and then cable and satellite operators as cord cutting threatens to permanently unravel the cable TV business. And basically why this matters is if this fight isn't resolved, the entire business model for traditional cable TV industry could collapse. And I'm also just interested, like, how many people will that affect? Because as of right now with the Spectrum, like Charter Spectrum Disney feud, it's affecting about 15 million people. And I'm interested because then simultaneously I saw information or the data that showed that broadcast and cable made up less than 50% of TV usage back in July. So like, I'm interested in hearing from you, just how are you getting your TV these days? And so we already have Peter on the phone from Delafield. Peter, how do you watch TV these days?
Streaming,
exclusively streaming.
Yes. In fact, I was setting everything up yesterday because of the NFL start Sunday, and I want to be sure I get as many games as possible at the same time. And I was a DirecTV subscriber for forever, and I cut the cord in June when they gave up the Sunday ticket, and it went to YouTube, and I haven't looked back. Sunday ticket is $300 a year. I got back in June. And I'm paying about $77 a month for YouTube, and I have been paying $200 a month for DirecTV, which I had to get in order to get the Sunday ticket. you can get the Sunday Ticket standalone if you so desire. And the only regular TV I might watch is MSNBC and Turner Classic Movie, and you're paying $200 a month for two stations.
So, yeah, so you were like, I'm done.
Yeah, so get yourself Roku boxes and or sticks. I got a couple of Roku sticks, and you can stream to your heart's desire.
That's what my wife and I do.
So, yeah, so you, so not disappointed. There's nothing that you feel like you're missing out on as far as since you've cut the cord?
No, I have an over-the-air antenna in my roof, so if I want to watch local channels that way, I can still do that.
Okay.
But you still get, you can still get them as part of your YouTube package.
So here's a question then, because I feel like where, I mean, you're listening to the show, so maybe I already know the answer, but the only thing I feel, where do you get local news from? Do you watch that at all on television, or do you just read the paper and listen to civic media or do it on the radio?
I tend not to watch local news because I'm not from Wisconsin originally, and so I'm not as much
interested
in Wisconsin news. But I do read, you know, I would like to get the New York Times every day, but they feel they shouldn't deliver to this affluent area in Delfield for some reason.
Huh.
But I like to get the New York Times. I subscribe to it online. And I'll get the journal on Sunday as well.
Got it. All right. So just the only everything you need you're getting from YouTube Premium right now.
Yes, I'm getting all my streaming from YouTube, and other than the over the air antenna as a backup.
Interesting. All right. Thanks so much for the call, Peter.
All right.
That is super interesting. And so, Greg, you were saying before. So you guys, is it just YouTube?
Well, no. We do Hulu, Disney Plus. Oh, no, you're counting them.
No, because we do a lot of them, too, yeah. So I'm not trying to embarrass you, but this is part of the question.
Yeah, we got Disney, Hulu, we've got, oh my gosh, Max, we've got, I'm trying to think, we got a couple others, too. Netflix, of course. And then we have add-ons within, so like on our Amazon Prime, we add Showtime and other channels, so we... It's a lot.
And so, but you don't have no cable subscription?
None.
None whatsoever?
None whatsoever.
And you still feel like, but then you do, and so you get all the sports you need through the ESPN add-on?
Yes, on Hulu. Yep.
But doesn't that limit you only to the games or sports that ESPN has?
Yes, it does.
The rights to?
It does. It makes baseball very difficult to... watch, because baseball is all over the place.
Yeah,
it's on
totally.
Bally's, it's on YouTube, it's on Apple TV Plus. We have Apple TV Plus. You know, we have all these different ways, and there's no like concrete way of finding the actual stuff.
Do you just have to Google every time there's a game, like how to watch Brewers
yeah.
today?
Or I just kind of watch it on my phone, like the updates that come through.
Like the highlights?
Yeah.
See, that's how I prefer to watch baseball anyways.
I
feel like besides going to a game, when my parents were in town this weekend, we had the Brewers game on both Saturday and Sunday because my dad wanted to watch, and Mike was horizontal,
yeah,
healing anyways. And those were the first time. It was fun. I do like this. Have you gotten up with the speeded up game? Are you on board now?
Yeah, the changes I'm less whiny about now. Yes,
great.
A 2.5 hour game I can handle.
All right. Well, how do you watch television? Are you still on cable and streaming? Are you just streaming? Are you just cable? Are you like Peter and you have YouTube Premium? We want to hear from you because it's changing and it could change and then force you to change. So we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. How do you watch TV these days? Come back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You might have got all nice and friendly if we made it upstairs. All I got was a note said bye-bye to John.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Arts Council of Southwood County announces the first of 8 performances in its 2023-24 season. Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience will take the stage on Thursday, October 12th at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. This fusion of big band, vocal jazz and swing, and traditional pop will entertain all ages. You can purchase your ticket for the 7:30 performance on October 12th at SavorTheArts.com or call 715-424-2787. Get ready to enjoy the new evolution of big band music, born of rebellion. United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties has kicked off its 2023 campaign that will run until October 31st. You can participate through your workplace campaign or make a donation online. Other easy ways to donate include eating at McDonald's on October 17th or volunteering during the annual raking event Day of Caring on October 21st. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 76. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance for scattered showers, lows around 52. Overcast tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
We're talking about how you watch television these days, because there's a lot of different ways to slice and dice and pay for it. And with the fight going on between Disney and Charter, it could be the end of basically how cable is packaged. And this could be a turning point. So I was just interested to hear how people, you know, choose to piecemeal their television experience together. So we have, is it Natano?
Natano.
Natano from Hood River. Natano, how do you watch television these days?
Good morning. Hey, good morning. I haven't had a cable TV bill in probably 10 or 12 years.
Wow.
So I stream it, and there's some really good stuff like Curiosity Stream, if you're into documentaries and scientific physics and stuff like that, if you want to watch like educational stuff, it's like $3 a month. But the trick or the real benefit to streaming, I mean, if you've got internet, you can stream your TV. And when you, like one of the previous caller said, he doesn't get MSNBC and another channel, but I'll every MSC is uploaded, mm-hmm. and you can watch it. Like if you're watching Rachel Maddow with her, undeliverable pregnant pauses. I mean, she talks so slow, and she just delivers. I mean, her pace is just. I mean, you know, for some people, it's just aggravating. So you stick it on 1.25 playback speed, which you can do on any YouTube video. Or 1.5, and it sounds like regular delivery. Plus, you don't have to watch commercials, so you don't have to waste 20 minutes, an hour on that. So you can get a whole hour's worth of stuff in, like, 6 minutes. So,
Natano with the advice and a burn.
I know. That's really funny. So wait. So run through it again of which things you are choosing to pay for to flesh out your content desires.
I pay, yeah. So, Curiosity Stream, that's like $3 a month. It's a really
good...
That's
a new one. I haven't heard of
educational
that.
...educational thing. Yeah, it's really... It's just loaded with all kinds of really good stuff. And then Hulu, and I think I get Apple TV because I have a Mac, and...
It came with one of your products?
Prime, because I have... Yeah, and I have Prime that came for free, so I don't really pay too much other than my cable bill.
Okay.
Which is ridiculously expensive. I mean, it's like $60. We pay the highest.
So wait, did you just say you had cable, or what? It's say it again.
Oh, no, not. I mean, I have fiber optic, so it's internet.
Oh, okay, your internet bill. Okay, got it.
Yeah, not cable. Sorry.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, you haven't had cable. And then final question, Natano. You're listening from Oregon. How did you hear about us?
Devil's Radio.
Nice.
So it's Civic Media now, but I was trying to get I want to get my own station out here like yours. And, so I talked to Mike, your boss, and, I can't remember how I discovered it though. The radio app, but it sure is nice. And I was born in Madison and grew up in Northern Wisconsin, but I had to
go west, young man.
Yeah, it's better windsurfing out here.
I would imagine so. I would imagine so. Thanks so much thanks for listening, and thanks for the call, Natano. We're asking you at home, how do you watch television these days? Do you still have cable? Have you cut the cord on cable? If you're doing streaming, which streaming? How many? Is it cheaper? Is it better? 844-967-2789. Brian from Milwaukee. How do you watch TV these days?
So, yeah, I cut the cord about 6 years ago after doing just a ton of research, and I have not looked back. I stream basically everything I can to watch TV at this point.
And so what do you all subscribe to?
So my main provider is through Hulu Live, which gets you all your live TV. Like you can get your Channel 12 News or whatever you want to watch. You can get all that through Hulu Live.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Live TV. Yep. So you can watch. I mean, it has commercials and everything. So it's just like getting your basic over the air television, but you're just streaming it through their live TV provider, and then you get all their streaming content as well. So all their on demands, all their libraries of shows through all the different networks. You lose out on a lot of baseball because there's no that Valley Sports is not streaming, but I don't watch baseball, so it doesn't really matter to me. I probably pay the same amount that I paid for cable because I have every streaming service under the sun at this point in time. but I'd have a lot of those streaming services anyway, like Apple and Netflix and that kind of stuff. So it kind of comes out in the wash, and I think it's a lot more it's just a lot easier to use, in my opinion.
And so with Hulu Live, remind me, are you still getting commercials, or is that paying to also not have commercials?
Well, there's a bunch of different tiers. So I have their commercial-free tier, which still gets commercials. You get some ads and stuff you get advertisements through Hulu that they want you to watch. Mm-hmm. And you can't really fast forward through like you can with like cable. When you DVR something mm-hmm. on cable, you can just fast forward through all the commercials. You're kind of stuck watching the ads, even in the ad-free version of Hulu, which is like, yeah. I pay like $75 a month or something like that for that service.
And is it always the same ad too at every break?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. That's actually the most annoying thing. It's like, all right, you only have one commercial and maybe it's shorter, but it's the same one for 2 hours. You're like, I can't listen to Patrick Mahomes.
Big Pharma has bought up those ads.
That's that. Oh, and then the other thing about Hulu I've noticed is the commercials are way louder than the programming. And so every time it cuts to commercial, I have to like turn it down immediately. I was like, my ears.
there's definitely some glitches in the Hulu Live package that the sound varies. It is what it is. I chalk it up to I'm dealing with an internet service. And I mean, it's only as good as your internet too. So I think the last caller said he pays fiber optic 60, 70. I pay like $75 a month for internet, but your streaming services are only as good as the internet that's providing said streaming services.
Yeah. Well, and you're going to pay for internet. I mean, in this day and age, unless you live in a place where you know, there's the internet is crappy, but for the most part, you need to have internet just to like do your life. And so I feel like you're probably paying for that either way. So I've always been, thanks so much for the call, Brian. I'm kind of like Natano. I don't think I've paid for cable since 2008. So I was in college. And then in my first year, when I got to Cal, the guys that I lived with, we had cable then. And then when I moved out of that spot, and just had one roommate. That was when Hulu was just, so this was like 2009, 2010.
There was Hulu and Hulu Plus.
Yeah. And so I just started watching everything on Hulu. Mm-hmm. And then when I moved to San Francisco, I never paid for cable. Like it was basically always whatever I could get through Hulu, but I haven't paid for cable. Yeah, I don't think since being an adult on my own, I don't think I've ever had a cable subscription.
Sort of connected question. When's the last time you paid for a landline?
Never.
You never paid for a landline?
I mean, my parents paid for a landline, but I've never paid
for
a landline.
So when you moved on your own, you never had a landline at all? Okay, all right.
No. Have you? As an adult?
Yeah.
Is that their age difference enough that when you first were like in your 20s, mm-hmm. you paid for a landline?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I stopped paying for a landline like 2003.
Well, yeah, I guess that.
And
makes...
I didn't, and I should have stopped around. I should have stopped before the beginning of the century.
Because I think I got my first cell phone. I think I got my Nokia brick phone when I was a freshman in high school, which would have been like 2001.
And I didn't get mine until I was 21.
Okay,
I finally bent. I was like. I was one of those guys, I'm like, oh, I don't want to get a cell phone. You don't need a cell phone. And then one day I'd be like, I'm going to buy a cell phone. And I did. So, yeah.
Did you really hold out on getting a smartphone, too?
No. My first smartphone was a BlackBerry.
Oh, okay.
That was my present to me when I graduated from college.
Nice.
So, go on.
I was just going to say, remind people that we're talking about how do you watch television?
Yeah.
844-967-2789. And we're talking about it because of the topical fight that is happening between Disney and Charter, and that, you know, Disney channels, including the ABC, ESPN, FX, have all been blacked out since Thursday for Charter's Spectrum cable customers after the two companies failed to reach an agreement. And as this plays out, though, it's kind of potentially, if they can't come to a deal, going to change how TV bundling and cable companies work with the content providers and who has more leverage in this situation. But I also, I mean, we've yet to have someone who says they don't have any streaming services and they get everything that they need from cable.
Yeah. And I think that shows you right there who has the ultimate leverage on that.
Totally.
I mean, it just seems petty on Spectrum's part. They're like, Disney, meh. And, you know, like, it's...
Well, I think it has to do with the cost of it, but I also think, I mean, and this I kind of get, is like the flexibility, at least what I understand, is that, you know, talk about which channels you watch. So if you don't watch sports, but you want to get these things, you still have to pay for sports. Or if you're only paying for cable because you want the live sports, then you're paying for all these channels that you don't want. And there's less flexibility in how things get packaged as far as paying for things that you feel like you're not using, which I guess you could make the argument of, like, when I was paying for Netflix, I think I probably consumed a fraction of their content. So are you paying for more stuff there anyways? So it's potentially how you think about it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like either company is necessarily like, I don't know. It's just, I guess, who has more leverage. But we would love to hear from you. How do you watch television? 844-967-2789 on the text line. None of the above. I pay for internet. I have my PC hooked up to my flat screen. I watch about 90% of my shows through series websites that post my shows, usually the day after the show originally aired. Occasionally, I watch YouTube directly for shows like PBS NewsHour or late night shows, which they always post their show on YouTube. I think it's ridiculous to pay for cable or streaming services when if you do a little research, it's out there on the internet to watch for
very
free.
True. Very true.
Miss Anonymous. Thank you, Miss Anonymous. And that is true. I mean, I like the idea that because with like Apple Play and stuff like that, like you can easily connect your phone or your computer to and just like project it onto your TV. And I mean, there's a lot of content on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
You can get lost for a very long time on there.
That's something I discovered during the lockdown was YouTube. I mean, it was like, before YouTube was always just like, oh, 3 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, there are 2-hour programs on YouTube. Lynn from Oconomowoc sent a text and this shocked me. She said, Spectrum sent a letter saying I should be receiving all new equipment. When I receive it, I won't unpack it and will return it and cancel most of my services as my bill is $249.41 a month. Bye-bye, Spectrum. I mean, Lynn, I got to ask, what is all on your package? I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot.
And that's the thing is, if Spectrum... See, that's the problem with Spectrum. And it's also kind of like a monopoly, like we were talking about We Energies. It's the fact that they're like, oh, we have all this stuff. You can, it's like, we don't have a choice.
Yeah.
And you're not that good. And if I have to, I'll take it. And I'm not going to like, I have to get internet service through Spectrum because all the other ones are a little more expensive and a little more, you know, laborious, if you will. And I don't like that. So I just go with Spectrum and I begrudgingly do that. So.
One more before we go to the break. Lynn from Minneapolis. We may be a bit opposite. My wife needs to see Prices Right. Let's make a deal and Wheel of Fortune. So we have a DVR on our local antenna. I watch news there. Plus my wife also watches drama video on YouTube on her phone. No other streaming services.
Wow.
So there you go. I love that she needs to watch Prices Right. Let's make a deal and Wheel of Fortune.
Those are important.
Those are vital parts of the day. Know what you like, man.
Yeah,
like, these are things that we need.
You know,
for our small joys in life, I don't begrudge that at all.
You don't yuck people's yum.
At all. All right. We will read a couple more of your texts, and if anyone would like to call to let us know how you watch television these days, 844-967-2789. We'll be back right after this.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Are you thinking about growing corn, soybeans, or wheat next year? A margin protection plan could be for you. Margin protection is area-based coverage that helps protect your margins from increased input costs or falling commodity prices. When that happens, a county-level estimate is used to determine a payment amount. To find out if margin protection is available in your area, contact your local Ag Country office before September 30th. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen!
and a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Scani travels to Pullman to face the Cougars. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach, and we are wrapping up our conversation around how do you watch television? And it's been interesting. Obviously, it's a small sample size. Yet to have anyone call in and say, I'm totally reliant on my cable.
If they do, I'm like, where do you work?
Yeah. But, you know, and as far as like who was screwed last week after those two different channels went out unexpectedly on Thursday, as people were trying to watch the U.S. Open, trying to watch football. But it seems like most of our listeners, at least those who are weighing in on the topic today, have either already cut their cord entirely and found different ways to find the content that they want to watch. And that includes John Wanner, who is weighing in on the Facebook live stream, which you're always welcome to watch. You can watch us along with listen to us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. But John says, haven't had any TV since my son graduated from high school, went off to college, and of course, hasn't been coming regularly for dinner. If I see something interesting on YouTube, I might watch it. Otherwise, I have an extensive DVD collection and keep expanding it. Cheaper in the long run. I love that. We're thinking about putting an Airbnb in. We have like a little unit in our house, and after the baby's not crying through the night. And Mike still has a huge DVD collection, and he just suggested that. He's like, maybe we could do that. Like, maybe that'll be a unique thing for our Airbnb. We can put a DVD player and our DVD collection in the Airbnb for people to enjoy.
We could put our DVD player in a bedroom and just would fill the room. There would be no place for someone to sleep.
I know. Your wife has a huge DVD collection.
Yeah, she does.
All right, let's take one more call on this, but we also want to get to what's coming up at Laughing Tap this week. So, Paul from Madison, how do you watch your TV?
We stream right now. We were paying about $210 a month.
Whew.
For basic extent, basic really, and it dropped it down to $70 a month.
That is a big difference.
Yes, it is, and I don't miss, you know, all the network stuff. So basically watch movies and all that kind of stuff. So
you're happy with it. Your needs are being met.
Right, right. So, and I want to thank you for the Brewer tickets on Sunday.
Oh, did you have fun? Well, I know it was the, out of the series, it was not the best one to see, but did you have fun?
We sat in the sun till the top of the eighth inning. It was hot.
It was hot. Oh, yeah. It was really hot.
But the usher let us come in the shade, so there were some open seats. So, yeah, it was a good game. We lost, but it was the first game we were to this year. So I'd go. We plan on going again yet this year.
Good.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Well, so happy that you had fun and that you got to win those tickets, Paul. Thanks for calling in. All right. Well, that was interesting. It's interesting to see all the different options that people now have and what they choose to do.
See, cable, get your act together.
It's a dying breed. It's like Kodak.
Ooh. I saw a video the other day and the guy opened a box and goes, what do I have here today? And it was a box shipped to him with like old Kodak film.
Like film canisters?
You have to order this on the internet to get it now.
That's so. I actually was just talking to my, I guess she's my cousin-in-law, my cousin's wife, who had a baby in July, and she was saying they bought like an instant camera, like one of those like retro instant cameras, so they can actually have physical pictures of their baby that they just had. And I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Like, how novel, like physical pictures.
How kitschy.
All right. Who is at the laughing tap this weekend, Greg
Bach? My good gravy, Kristen Bray. So many people, but so we have a special one-nighter on Thursday, tomorrow. God, today's Wednesday. James Adomian. He is a voiceover actor. He's been on tons of stuff. Comedy Central. Very, very funny. He's going to be there for one night only on Thursday. Tickets are available at laughingtap.com. And he's very, very funny. And then this weekend, and we're going to be having Allie Clayton, who is just a fantastic comic out of New York. Originally South Carolina by way of Chicago to New York. So she's all over the place, but she's very, very funny as well. But I do have a clip of James to play for you.
All right.
So here we go.
I should ask, is anybody else here gay tonight? Any other gay people in the house? No, wow, that's a lot of you. All right, don't worry. I am strong enough to fight my way out of here if I have to. And I have two exits to choose from. Let's play the game, shall we? Maybe I should ask, is anybody here in the closet? Maybe that would help. Sounds like a couple. That's good. That's very courageous of you in these times to be openly in the closet. I don't have to be in the closet anymore. I am openly fabulous and wonderful. But there was a time when everybody was apparently in the closet. They didn't even have a word for gay. They invented that in like the 20s. There used to be like, you would just have a euphemism or a code word like, oh, he's just a gentleman of a certain persuasion, if you catch my meaning. Oh, you know, a cobblestone fellow, a bit of a satin sheet sort of boy. He's a lad with a long handshake, if I may.
Just absolutely wonderful. And
what did he say? Hand with a long handshake?
He's a boy with a long handshake. So James will be there for one show on Thursday, 7:30. Tickets available, laughingtap.com. And then Allie's show, she'll be doing Friday and two on Saturday. I'll bring a clip tomorrow or Friday. We can play that as well for Allie. But yeah, lots of great shows. And honestly, like, we got Dandy happening on Thursday as well. We have our Cast Comedy is back next week. Keg Stand-Up. Fall is coming. It's not here yet. We're still in September. But
which is a good topic that for maybe for the late, I don't know when we're going to fit it in. But is September a summer month? Yes or no?
Well, according to Starbucks, no. But yeah, so we will have great shows coming up, and it'll be a lot of fun. But yes, so that's it.
That's it. Buy your tickets. Go to Laughing Tap this weekend. Go see some comedy. Tomorrow, we have another packed show. We have a new auto glass giveaway. We're giving away $100. We're giving away a $100 Visa card tomorrow. No strings attached.
Yep.
So you want to listen for that.
There is one string. You have to be my friend.
That's true. You have to be Greg's friend. Dr. Lyerly will be here for public service announcement. J.R. Radcliffe will be here for a preview of the Packers game and other sports updates. But we're going to have a ton of fun. So come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll do all of this all over again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.